I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The next session for Alabama's state legislature will convene at noon today. State lawmakers are starting the 2016 session on Groundhog Day to some very familiar budget issues, but there will likely be some new debates as well. Republicans and Democrats have each introduced proposals to establish a state lottery. Lawmakers are also expected to debate a teacher pay raise and changes to tenure programs for teachers. The session's also expected to include debate on a gasoline tax increase to pay for road and bridge construction, as well as a bond issue to replace aging prisons. Legislators will hear a budget briefing this morning that's expected to include a bleak outlook for the state's general fund. The session itself convenes at noon and could last until mid-May. Governor Robert Bentley will announce his legislative agenda in his 6:30 p.m. State of the State address. You can hear that address live here on Alabama Public Radio. Residents of Alabama, including the Shoals region and Tuscaloosa, should be on alert with severe weather possibly coming their way. The forecast is calling for strong winds, possibly reaching 70 miles an hour, as well as quarter-sized hail and a chance of isolated tornadoes. The impact area includes parts of west and northwest Alabama. Shelly Amin is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Huntsville. She recommends figuring out where the safest places are near your home in case of an emergency.
It's one of those events, this happens around this time of year. You know, we get a lot warmer than we normally should be. We get a lot more moisture. Things become unstable. And so it kind of sets the stage for us to get some strong to severe storms.
The storm is looking to be at its worst in the late afternoon and early evening. People are advised to take caution when traveling and should be prepared. The University of Alabama took a step toward greater diversity and inclusion last night. The Tuscaloosa campus cut the ribbon on its new Intercultural Diversity Center. That facility is designed to be a resource and place for students, staff, and faculty to discuss topics like equity. Dr. David Grady is the Vice President for Student Affairs at the University of Alabama. He believes the center will be an area for students to freely express themselves.
Well, the center was envisioned by students as a gathering place for students, a place where they can have discussions on important issues that impact them. And I think it'll be a great space for them to have that.
The Diversity Center is located on the first floor of the Riverside Annex. It'll be accessible to students and faculty 7 days a week. And NASA has officially named a new director to lead Huntsville's Marshall Space Flight Center. NASA officials say Todd May has been officially named to the post. He's been serving as the acting director since November. Now your forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Warm for this time of the year. Temperatures topping out well into the 70s. Storms arrive later this evening and tonight. Some of those become severe. Damaging winds, isolated tornadoes are going to be possible. As for late tonight, storms move out, turning cooler. Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the 50s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.